One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. Oh, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. On Rant Radio Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening, rant people. Better late than never. 11:42 my time. 40 minutes late. That's pretty good. That's excellent, isn't it? Yeah. Glad I could disappoint everyone. You know, running behind. It was Mother's Day, and I was out with the family, and then I had to go drop something off for Porn on Beta, and it was at a club, and I couldn't, well, it's just phone smoking, so we can hear my sad, pathetic excuses. There we go, calling up Smokey, connecting, yeah, late, I know I'm late. Shut the fuck up. Whoa, loud.
What?
What the fuck do you want, right? How's it going?
Louder. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
I was just
turning down your volume because you were really loud, which is good. Which is very good.
Well, I didn't used to be that loud, but you made me turn it way up, so I left it that way.
It's very good because you have to be louder than the music, and the music's usually very loud.
Yes.
40 minutes late. Pretty good, huh? That's pretty good.
I hate you, dude. I am so fucking tired. I'm going to kill you.
But this is during normal. This is normally during the show. Are you usually just tired at 40 minutes through a show?
I'm just tired today, I think.
Just tired today?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I get home and my computer's all fucksored. My Explorer is crashing and I haven't rebooted yet, so people might have to bear with me.
I called your house.
I know that. I heard
you
that.
I heard that.
I heard that you called my house.
Yeah,
did you get the
that.
Message? Did you get the message? Saying that I was going to be late?
I actually got that in the IRC from Spider, I think.
Okay.
It's nice to know that, you know, I'm the co-host and I'm the last one to know.
Well, that's usually how it works, isn't it?
I appreciate that very much, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I didn't know that I was going to be late, but while I was out, having no IRC access in my car,
yes.
I phoned somebody who did have IRC access that would be able to put it in the IRC, and the message did get to you eventually. So I was out, it was Mother's Day, and then I had to go drop something off for Porn on Beta, which is at a club downtown Vancouver. And, well, being a club, you can't go too early and drop it off because, well, it's not really open.
No.
And it took a lot longer than I thought. And here I am.
I'll let you live.
You let me live this time?
Yeah.
It's a good thing that I run the station and you're the program manager guy? Director guy? Otherwise we'd fire ourselves, right?
Yeah. Well, if I could get along okay without you, you know, I could just bother Enki and it'd be okay.
You get Enki as a co-host?
No, Enki would just be my tech bitch. You know?
Oh, okay.
Then I'd find me another co-host, and it'd be okay.
And then it'd be all okay.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
But unfortunately, you'd like to do that, but you can't do that, so...
Well, not yet.
Not yet. You don't wield the mighty power to do that yet. An overthrow is coming, isn't it? I can feel it in the air.
I'm just waiting.
You're biding your time, laying
That's
low.
Right. That's right.
Waiting for the right opportunity to buy those extra shares to put you at the 51 percentile share.
Yes, the extra shares.
The extra shares in Rant Media.
Which you too make it home on your own printer.
That's exactly right. They are available to anybody who wants to download the PDF or the JPEG file we have posted and make their own shares for Rant Media.
We should actually do that.
That'd be so funny. Essentially, they're pretty worthless right now unless you can start selling them for like a cent or 2 cents, and then we can put them out in the market and they'd have value. But right now, they're not worth anything.
But I wouldn't ask anybody to make them because, you know, when you ask people to make things around here, they don't do it.
Oh, no.
Like, say, the flyers I never got.
Oh, no.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You all rock. We love you.
We love you. And you we lost out on a bunch of publicity, so
that's
thanks.
Right. Your name could be all over, what, Germany or somewhere?
No, Chicago. There's
Chicago.
A goth con this weekend.
So all those poor goths are going to be sitting in their rooms now, listening to nothing instead of Rant Radio, and they're going to be crying to like their old Cure albums instead of listening to new music.
And crying to that instead.
And crying to that instead. But now they just have to cry to old Cure albums. Well, such is life, and until we get some money, I guess people aren't getting the incentive that they need, really. We got to throw them some bucks, but we don't have any bucks, so it's all based on loving us, and they don't love us right now.
I give them prizes, damn it.
Yeah, what's wrong with Smokey's prizes? Right?
First, I haven't sent them out yet, but you'll get them.
Oh, okay. It's all future promises.
Well, they take time. You know?
Yeah. To make anything good, it takes time, and people who listen to Rant Radio know that very well. You get the product, but it may be 2 years later.
It usually takes about a year to get the big DVD.
That's right, yeah.
It comes out, and it takes a year to get it done.
Yeah, the 2003 DVD in 2005. Wait for it.
That's coming. That's right.
It's coming.
It'll probably be 2005 before it's done.
So we did some awesome filming today for patrolling. Oh, some very cool stuff. Which I can't tell you, so.
No. They've seen one screenshot. That's all they get.
That's all you get till it comes out in about 3 weeks. And it's always perpetually 3 weeks, so don't worry.
And you weren't even going to get that until I made them give it to you.
That's right. Smokey convinced me. I went, oh, okay. You get the screenshot. It's cool. Yeah, yeah. Because I was showing it to Smokey, and he's like, wow, that's pretty cool. So,
well, it was the right time to do it, I think.
It really was the right time to do it. It's a big culmination. The last episode of After Now last Monday. And
everybody was, like, coming in their pants.
And they're like, oh, my God, this is so good. And which it was. It was a really, really cool episode. Sean had a really good story there. And then the book at the same time, and then the picture
which is
for
doing okay.
Which is, yeah, lots of people are downloading it. And lots of great reviews coming back for the people who have made it through. Because it is a pretty big book. It's 350 pages.
I haven't read it yet.
No, I have been so goddamn busy with my band's album. That's all I did yesterday. From like when I got up at 11 o'clock until 3 in the morning. So,
that's too much.
14 hours. No, that's not 14. That's 16 hours of mixing. My head was in a dizzy state. You know when you go to a concert and after the concert your head's kind of buzzing and kind of loopy?
You can't hear,
and you're kind of out of it a bit. I felt like I went to two or three concerts.
Yeah, well, 16 hours is a long time.
It's a long time, and you have to turn it up loud to hear the music. So, and I had to get that done to drop it off tonight to get it to the guy so we can do our band thing. And we.
I mean, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. If you're in one place for 16 hours, it's going to wear you out.
It's going to be brutal no matter what it is. Yeah. So, welcome to the show. This is Rant Speak. It's late at night, later than usual. It's Sunday night, the favoritest night of the week to do a show for me. Because, it's the end of the week, gets people going. And we've phoned Smokehouse. And here's the website if you want to catch up on old shows. I was almost going to cancel tonight. I didn't want to because Smokey would kill me. And I don't even know if we're going to do it next week. I don't know.
Why? Because...
Because you're not
going to be... Sure, I have to wait on you, but if I have something to do, you just don't fucking do it.
I just dump the whole thing, yeah. It's useless, yeah. No. What I'm going to do is maybe find somebody to help me, because I don't know if I can... It's going to be interesting enough for me to do it by myself.
Is anybody else good enough to do it?
I'll get Purdon. Oh, no, wait. I won't get Purdon.
What was that about you getting fired?
I would be fired from my own station, and that would be for real. Smokey would be like, no, I've changed the passwords. And I'm like, what?
It'd be over.
You changed the passwords? Yeah, and I'm not giving them to you. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, because you let Purden be your co-host. Okay, fair enough. Fair ball. Okay. I can come back in 6 months and do a show? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay.
I've given out worse penalties than that.
Yes, he has. Beware the mighty hand of Smokehouse. If you're a DJ, step lightly. Okay, I got a mugshot. I'm not going to put it up.
Well, what good is that?
Because, you know, like a picture from a listener. And what it was photoshopped with his shirt off. And instead of a head, it was a middle finger.
We had that coming.
It had to come. As soon as you make rules, you say rules. Don't do this.
Don't do rules.
Don't say this in the IRC. Don't send me this or you'll be in trouble. Somebody has to step up. Somebody has to be the badass, right?
Oh, you're not in trouble. We just don't care.
We just ignore you. And, of course, I have to say it on the show. So they'd be like, oh, well, now I'm just going to do it all the time, and I'm going to get 5 of these or 10 of these. Yeah. Usually when something annoys you and happens, usually don't admit it because other people will do it. Well, maybe this will... Well, they all did it before you, so now everyone can relax and they don't have to send in a picture with their middle finger because I'm just going to ignore it from now on because now it's not original anymore. But if you want to send in original mugshots with your face, with a shirt on, males only... Females can do whatever they want.
Yeah, and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, send in pictures.
Most cases.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, in most cases. Because we have beautiful listeners, don't we, Smokehouse? They're all beautiful in their own special ways.
Yes, in their own special ways.
Your mom...
Like we're special.
Everybody out there, your mom thinks you're cute. Not my mom. Your mom thinks you're cute, and you're special, and we don't.
Unless you're adopted.
Unless you're adopted, yeah. And then, in which case, your mom can think you're ugly, and they just got a random person when they spin the roulette wheel of adoption.
The last person I suspended is in the IRC right now.
Oh, and are they bitching you out?
No, they're not bitching, but they said they'd do the show with you next week, and I'm like, no.
They're not allowed. Nobody's good enough for me. Smokey's very protective, as you can see.
It's not that I don't like you,
He's jealous.
It's not allowed.
You're not allowed. You're bad. Go away.
Your sentence is not up.
So wait it out. If you're from a foreign country, not the U.S. and not Canada, you can get your name on the long-distance listeners list. Send in your name, city, and country, and we'll put you up. Send it into info@rantradio.com, same as your mugshot. Or you can, if you don't know how to do that, just tell somebody about Rant Radio. That's a cool way of spreading the lies. I mean, spreading the virus.
Speaking of lies,
yeah,
someone tried to spread the rumor in the IRC that you were in a car wreck today.
That's so old.
And the show was canceled.
That's so old. They try that all the time. I guess it still works if they're still doing it. Like, they say that for anything that happens now. It's like a big joke.
It's kind of sick, actually.
It is, I know.
They're dead.
They're all dead. Yeah, if anybody's late, yeah, they're dead in a car. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because they tried that with Sean, and it totally worked the first time, right? I got emails and stuff. It's not going to work anymore, and they really don't care about me if I was in a car wreck. If it's Sean, then yeah, they care, but if it's not me, they don't care.
Sean doesn't die, he just takes really long naps.
Yeah, he just closes his eyes and does nothing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And send in your news stories to this show if you have some news stories I think you... that fall in line with the kind of stuff that we talk about on the show. And if you have bandwidth, we always need some bandwidth. And bandwidth is, well,
always
appreciated. And the two types of bandwidth that we need is file storage bandwidth, if you've got space and ready to have the onslaught of files being downloaded that
constantly
that we want to host, like Tales in the After Now or other projects like that. Then you can email me, info@rantradio.com, and we'll put you on the official mirror list of Rant. Or if you have a box hosted somewhere, like at an ISP, and you can donate some bandwidth for streaming. And this
is more important.
Which is way more important because we always need that way more than the other stuff. Yeah, email me, info@rantradio.com, like a 3 to 5 minimum megabit bandwidth stream. Like, your cable modem won't work. We appreciate the sentiment, but we'll totally bog it down, and really nobody will be able to listen anyway.
And you won't be looking on the internet anymore.
Yeah, your internet is fuck sword if we do that. And you don't want that, and we don't want that, because you won't be able to listen anymore. And you won't be able to barely get in the IRC, because we'll bog you down.
That's right.
And we need DJs, right, Smokey?
Well, I'm going to put it this way now. I'm no longer going to say I need them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I want them.
You want the DJs. You want good DJs, right?
Yes.
Because I've been sending you about a couple a week, I think.
Yeah, I'm a little behind. We're going to have to discuss the rules again, apparently.
Okay, with me?
No.
Because I'm just forwarding them on.
No. Somebody said they sent me a demo.
Yeah.
And all they sent me was an M3U file.
Okay.
Like a 600K file.
Did it point to anything?
No.
Oh.
It pointed to like 6 songs that weren't there.
6 songs.
There was no talking, just songs. And it's like, okay, dude.
Yeah, we already have music on the station. We need your voice.
We've been over this, okay? I need people that can talk.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't mind that we lose listeners a little bit when the DJs are on. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, we like DJs. The number of listeners go down, but that's okay. People will catch on. They'll start liking the DJs and stuff.
Anybody can play music. I could sit here and do that myself. I don't want that.
It's pretty easy to click on some MP3s, yeah.
It's pretty simple. So if you can't talk, don't bother. I don't want it.
Yep. Because even commercial DJs talk. Even as inane as it is, they do talk. So we need somebody to talk and stuff. Any news from you? Any stuff you want to talk about? Anything that annoys you? Anything bothering you in your life besides the IRC?
well, let's see. We talked about the DJ thing. Oh, we're not going to use SKTFM.TV for all the Sean stuff now.
Yeah, we found a better one.
Yeah, we're going to use, what was it called?
Dark Atlas.
Dark Atlas, right, because he had that registered before and he let it go, but we picked it up again.
Yeah, because all he did was put a very cool picture up there before, if I remember correctly.
Yes, and nobody designed it for him.
Yeah, so it kind of... Go ahead.
I offered to have that done, and you know how he is. Oh, no, I got it. And did it ever happen? No. So...
Sean's not that type of guy. He's not the type of guy who gets the web design stuff done. He's good in front of the camera. He's good in front of the microphone. He's good, like, right now, here, go, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't say I would do it either. I would say I would get it done.
Right.
You know, I could have it done. But you know how he is. Oh, no, it'll be taken care of. And it never is.
And the domain died. Yeah, and there you go.
So we need somebody to do that.
Who registered the domain? I can't remember. Was it Sofiel?
No, Reagan Walker.
Reagan Walker, thank you. We want to thank you very much for that.
If somebody can design a site within the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, about 3 weeks, because we want to push... We want it to be Sean Central. Like, if he wants to know something about Sean... Download some of his stuff, whatever. That's Sean Central. You'll be able to go there, see Sean's face and all that kind of stuff, and read his books and learn everything about everything you didn't want to know about Sean.
So I want everybody who's interested to send me samples.
Samples of websites?
Yes, and the one that I like gets a prize.
Ooh, prizes from Smokey.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah, because we need somebody to design the page pretty quick. And once somebody steps out of the plate, of course, we'll fill them in on what really needs to go on there.
Yep.
Like, we'll have, like, audio, video, books, or whatever, big titles, whatever.
Sean just told me to take charge of all of it. I'm like, no problem.
Will do, Sean.
I can boss around with the best of them. That's no problem.
Yep.
That's about it.
That's about it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything.
Sick.
Okay, Sofiel sent me an email. This is very cool. He says, "Hey Sim, just a little heads up to let you know I'm working on a unique jewel case cover for each After Now episode." And he wasn't lying. I've got the first four. This was days ago he sent me this. And it's like up to eight now. I've got the first four and a few on the side done. If you want to copy them to the AfterNow site, they're available at here. And this is publicly available because I know he's posted this in the IRC a bunch of times. They're very cool. I don't know. I was going to get, I think there's
26
episodes, but he's well on his way, actually. He's doing really awesome. So they're really cool. And if anybody, because the episodes are under 60 minutes, you can burn each episode to a single CD. And if you really like an episode, print out a cover and waste a whole bunch of CDs. Or you can put them all in MP3 form, or they probably all fit on a DVD in MP3 form.
Yeah, they will.
That would be cool, because then you can give them all out at once, and people can just put in their... you can put them in your DVD player, because they play MP3s, a lot of them, almost all of them.
Yeah, they do.
And you can put it through your stereo. That'd be cool. And Sean's new book, if you didn't know last week, you know now. Sean's second book is out, The Scab Wings of Abaddon. Awesome reviews coming back from it.
I'm not reading it until I print it.
It is difficult sometimes to read it on your computer, because it's difficult to read it on the screen. Pieces of paper in front of you, and you have to sit in front of your computer and read it, and rather than on the couch or... In your bed or on the bus. But if you have a Palm Pilot or something, we got to get the text file of that. So if you can arrange that.
Yeah, I can arrange that.
That would be cool, because then people can put it on their PDAs and whatever they want to transfer it to then. Of course, you don't get all the nice fonts and pictures and stuff. But
actually, you can transfer it to a text file yourself if you really wanted to.
From the PDF?
I mean, all you got to do is copy and paste it, really.
Can you edit PDFs?
You can highlight the whole thing and copy it.
Oh, okay.
And paste it to something else.
Very, very cool.
So that'll work.
There you go. If you want to do it yourself, if you do a good job of it, maybe send it to us and we can post that up for people who don't know how to do that, like me at the moment. I got. Why didn't I write down this guy's name? Why do I always forget this?
Because you suck.
Art Politic has its new theme up. It's marriage. It's.
That's no deal.
No deal. Yes, very cynical look on marriage. I thought they're usually pretty, pretty even. A little bit leftist normally.
A little bit.
Very, very leftist normally.
Try off in the ditch.
Off in the left-hand ditch normally.
Wow.
And this one, there's nothing good to be said about marriage in this theme, but it's all always good in terms of the artwork and creativity. So it's Art Politic, and we're big supporters of them because they are awesome.
Or as I like to call it, Hippie Town.
Hippie Town. So he sent me that, and I like pimping his site out. It's on our link on all the rant sites.
Yeah, he's a good guy, but he's a hippie.
Oh, I forgot to tell you where to get Scab Wings of Abaddon. You can get it at rantmedia.ca. It's a top story. There's a picture of the cover there. Go for it. Have fun.
I believe it's also on sktfm.tv right
yes,
now, too.
That's right. There's a link off of there, too, which, of course, will be all transferred over to Dark Atlas. And last week was the last episode. On Monday last week was the last episode of Tales from the AfterNow, the third season. It will return in about 3 months in August. June, July, August. Yes. Probably mid-August, because after I get back from DEF CON 12, with Sean and a whole bunch of other rant people, is when I'll start processing and working on those episodes, because by that time they'll all be done, and I'll have them in my greedy little hands.
And hopefully we'll have enough stuff in the in-between time to keep you guys happy.
Oh, that's no problem. That'll be patrolling. And in the meantime, before patrolling, in about 3 weeks, they can read the book. So keep busy reading the book, and read the book some more. And if you didn't catch it before, read it again, because reading's good. Listener feedback. Is this all new feedback? I hope so.
I got a bunch of feedback saying I was cool.
Oh, yeah. I didn't paste that in.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't paste that in.
Yeah, you lied. I didn't see it either.
No, it's not. I did. I said I would, but, you know, this weekend was totally fucked for me.
Yeah,
I totally apologize.
You paste all your fan mail in, and what do I get? Nothing.
That's right.
Smokey gets nothing. Oh, maybe we can read it out. Do you have it in front of you? I think I still have it on my...
No, they're nothing anyway.
It's like, you're cool from listener X.
Yeah, it's like really, like, I don't know, patronizing stuff. So you're cool.
Is it you think that's better than silence? Probably a little bit better than silence. At least they're listening to you. They listen to you, right?
They listen to me.
There you go. So it is a bit better.
I suppose. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All our glorious, glorious listeners. This one's from Cohen. Keep on. RR equals best radio station ever. Sometimes I stay up till 4 a.m. Just to listen. Best mix of styles. Less commercials than others. Less? Okay. No talking. DJ disturbing. Only good fucking music. And, of course, some good German artists in the playlist. Better program than most of clubs here. Don't change anything. It's exactly my taste. Well, thank you, our faithful German listener. We love your email.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I love that. This one's from Social Entropist. I was introduced to your show last week. See when they send that? I'm like, what show? I have no idea. Damn, in less than 5 minutes, I was freaking hooked. Fucking wicked work. Rant is a wonderful marriage of entertainment and informative cyberculture.
You can't be talking about us.
It sounds like us. It really does. In this day in age of the pabulum we're fed through conventional media, it's a great relief to be introduced to the likes of your show. In short, it kicks ass. Shit, for the last week, there hasn't been a single day I haven't tuned in for at least an hour or two. No, okay, that's Sean's old show.
God.
Almost, eh? Fucking ace shit, man. Which is good. People like Sean's repeats of shows because they really get turned on to the station because of those.
Yeah.
This one's from Chewy. Good afternoon. First off, your internet radio station rocks beyond all belief. Jello and Henry and you. Good stuff. You equals Sean. But you know you rock, so what's the point in elaborating much more?
Oh, please do.
Please gush on. We love reading this.
All day.
I'm an aspiring sci-fi horror writer. I was wondering if you could look at some of my stuff sometimes. I know you probably get requests all the time like this, so if you're...
Never.
No, people... Not like this. I don't think we've gotten too many people to read their stuff. So if you're too busy, no big. None of my stories are too long, 10 pages or less. Keep up the good... I'll make a comment on that right now. I told him to post it in our forum, which is a really good way of spreading... Because we have a rant writing special forum where people post their poems, their dreams, their writing, and we have over 500 people in the forums. So you're going to get read, and people are going to get your feedback. And I believe he did post in the forums, which is cool.
I hope he can handle the feedback.
Exactly. They're brutal. They will tell you what they think. But a lot of people are giving very positive feedback on all the writing. Keep up the good work. I'm getting my friends turned on to you, and I've also discovered the joys of using U.S. currency for guerrilla marketing purposes. Simply take a Sharpie and put whatever message you want on your cash, then spend it at will. Some of mine currently has Rant Radio written on them. Tell your listeners it's a good way to get the word out. Thanks for everything again. Yes, we used to tell that a lot, to write rantradio.com on the money.
Just buy a stamper. That works out really well.
Yeah, and actually at the What the Hell show a long time back, I did have a stamp, and everybody would take out their money, put it on the table, and I'd stamp every single person's bill with this red www.rantradio.com, and it was very cool.
Remember that old crappy Two Cows money you used to have?
Yes, I used to include that with all the stuff I gave away.
I still have that stuff, man.
Oh, man. That was given to me by Red 5. Long time ago, like back in 99, 2000.
I'm like, what's this good for? And they're like, I have no idea.
It's stuff I have. Every time I send something to somebody that orders like a Porn on Beta CD or Sean stuff, I look around the studio and put crap in it. Like,
yeah, include some worthless piece of shit.
Yeah, you get personal shit from me.
I got... What did I get from you one time? I got like a picture that you took out of an airplane once.
Yes.
An old movie ticket for a movie you said you didn't like.
Pennies. Canadian useless currency.
A picture of Santa Claus with sunglasses on.
Oh, you love it. You love it.
Yeah, I love it. Right into the trash.
Yeah, straight into the bin.
Dump.
This one's from Leo. I found Rant Radio within 24 hours of having my ADSL. connection. Yeah, we come bundled with a lot of ADSL and cable connections. It's right
well,
in the
that's package. How it worked out for me, actually.
Yeah, there's a little icon that goes on your desktop when you get installed, and it
that's
says
right.
Rant, it says Rant Radio, and just click on it. It costs a fortune, but we get a lot of listeners that way.
We have to find somebody who can do that.
That would be awesome.
Somebody
who has like access to the AOL CDs.
I actually think, isn't Rant Radio included in like iTunes on Macs? I think it is.
It fades in and out. And I think we're out right now because our listeners have dropped by about 50 a day. And somebody emailed me last, and I have no contact with iTunes. I have no idea how to email these people. I don't know
why. So we have no idea.
I don't know how they drop us, how they add us back in. So if anybody out there has an email address in terms of the radio stations that are in iTunes, please email me because I want to get in contact with these people and get added back in because we have so many Mac listeners that listen to Rant Radio that have no clue how to access us any other way except for iTunes.
Are you sure you really want to? Because maybe it was like an accident anyway. And if somebody actually listens to us, you know, that runs iTunes, they'd be like, what, are you fucking kidding me? And they'd block us forever.
No, I think they'd be cool. Because obviously they're adding us back in.
Okay.
Right? So they just get confused or something. I have no idea. We haven't changed IP addresses in such a long time.
Mac user confused?
Yeah. They're
imagine that.
They're confused.
It has one button. I'd get confused too.
It has go, the go button.
Press go.
Anyway, here we go. I love the radio. I love the radio, but I love the medium. You just shouldn't put a butt there. I haven't really looked into the TV part because I don't really love TV. Well, we don't either. We're kind of hypocritical in that way. We're taking over the TV in our own way. We don't like normal TV.
But Rant TV isn't, you know, TV.
It's not really TV. It's video. Like, I like movies, and I like videos and DVDs, right? Those aren't TV. TV is like commercials. Anyway, I tried to catch up with the After Now, but I only get in on these things from the start and haven't been able to get a hold of vintage episodes, which is why we need mirror people to host files, because the mirrors drop off and we have to get new ones up, so please, email us. I have downloaded and will read The Scabbed Wings of Abaddon directly. I want to write up a review for my site ASAP. And this guy's been pimping Rant Media and all the stuff we do on the site. See, when people latch on to Rant Media, they investigate pretty much everything we do, which is very cool. I like that.
And a little scary.
And a little scary. Some people latch on a little too much. Anyway. Anyhow, that's pretty much what I think about Rant Media, as was demanded by the first sentence on this page. I'm writing to beg for a link to my site in your We Like X column. If there's anything I can do to help in return, bandwidth, I don't know how that would work, let me know. To get in our We Like You column, we actually have to like you. So
you have to do something for us.
Yeah, or you have to be super cool or whatever. Yeah. And like all those people in our We Like column are people that we've kind of known for like 3 or 4 years or more. So it's pretty tough to get in there because I'm not about advertising too much, because everything's a very big community here and everyone helps everyone else out.
I get emails about that all the time.
Yeah, so do I.
And I'm like, no.
And I have to let them down easy, and a lot of them email back really angrily when I tell them I can't put them in. It's very strange that they're asking us something, and then they get angry because we won't do it. Anyway.
Because we tell them no,
I'm constantly and referring to and plugging Rant Media through leostableford.com, which he does. He says, I don't know why he does it. He does, like, big write-ups surrounding Rant Radio. If you're interested in following my e-zine serial, BBV Pulp, you may notice features to the story directly influenced by stuff Sean Kay has discussed in the talk channel. He's got kind of a story, a written story there. I couldn't quite grasp it when I was looking through there. Anyway, thanks for making my ears...
Little muddy, is it?
What is it?
Is it a little muddy, his writing?
It's not, I couldn't even find the writing. Like, the page is very strangely laid out.
Okay.
It's very weird to navigate, so I couldn't quite make it through. Anyway, thanks for making my ears happy. Laters, Leo. Thank you, Leo. You are very, very cool. And speaking of anything, there is no segue.
Talk station, did you fix the son of a bitch?
No, because I was working on everything till 3 in the morning, then I was like, so tired, I forgot about it. I'm going to do it after the show directly tonight.
I'm going to kill that thing, dude.
Or am I?
I am so sick of fucking with it. every day. It's like...
It's pretty annoying.
I can't even bring the program up. It won't let me. It's like, no. No.
No, you're not. It's not. No, it's not happening. Nope.
But it's like, fine, I'll just start it again because it's not working anyway.
Yeah, it kind of just sits there and crashes. Mm. And I think it's because it really needs a reboot because it never used to do this. And it's the same program. And I think it's just Windows being a big pain in the ass.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I do say. It's all about the Windows. But
then, I have a hard time finding the right server in the tray because all the icons look the same. You're like, okay, which one is it?
Yeah, I try to label them pretty good. Oh, you mean on the bottom right-hand corner?
Yeah, on the desktop, yeah, it's easy. But when they're down, there in the system tray, it's like...
It's brutal. They're not labeled. They're totally not labeled. There's like six or seven shoutcasts going, and now there's like four of our program that runs the station going because half of them are crashed and just sitting there.
And when it crashes, the icon doesn't go away like it's supposed to.
Just kind of sits there and does nothing.
Kind of sits there, and I'm like, okay, fine.
On to the news, the internet news. This was posted in the IRC by Kexler, and I thought it was really, really cool. Because I like this kind of stuff. And this is related to the After Now. This is some downloadable episodes of old-time radio. Sort of in like 1930s, 1940s, before television really took hold. And everyone gathered around the radio late at night to listen to their radio shows.
My dad talks about that.
And they're really very cool because they have to describe in a play kind of format... When you can't see anything, what is going on? It's a very strange kind of medium. And
we should find War of the Worlds.
Yep.
And play that.
That would be very cool. And I believe it's on there. And I'm not sure on the copyright on that, though. It's not like we really pay attention.
Oh, like we really...
We don't really care too much about that too much.
No.
Not at all, actually.
We pretend like we do.
Yep. But secretly, we don't. Maybe because we're not making any money and it's pointless to sue us.
And I hate writing letters.
Yeah. So there's the link. This next one. This was very cool. This was sent to me by you, actually, wasn't it? This was about listening to internet radio stations with handhelds.
That's right.
PDAs. And with this...
Specifically.
Which?
Pocket PC.
Pocket PCs, yeah. Because they're Windows-based, and I guess it's a little bit easier for them to write all the programming. And this is actual software you can download right now, and all you need is some sort of either Wi-Fi or internet connection on your handheld, which a lot of the newer ones have.
Mm-hmm.
And you pasted the wrong link, but that's okay.
I pasted the second one on the thing here.
Pasted the Mailinator. You missed one. But
I see why, because all right.
Is it looping around funny? Anyway, that's the next one.
Yeah.
So check that link out. It's very cool. And this next one I thought was interesting. This is it's called Mailinator. And it's just, you know, you go to web pages and they make you sign up just to get into the web page or get a logon name or something or just so you can download something. This is an open email. There's no password. There's no signing up. So what you do is you make up an email address, blahblah@mailinator.com. You go to the and you sign up for whatever that you're getting. You're downloading a program, and you need the access code, right? So you punch that in, and then you go to mailinator.com, and you punch in that email address to check your mail. That's all you do. And you don't have to sign up. There is no password to it either.
Okay, so...
You just go and get your link, and you're done. And you don't have to delete it. It just, after 4 hours, it deletes that email.
That's kind of cool.
And it's gone. So if you want a really disposable email that somebody's just going to send you something and you're just going to get it, it's so awesome. It's just such a neat concept, and it's very useful for specific purposes. It's not like a permanently useful email address that you can use all the time.
Well, did you hear about the webmail that Google's going to do?
That is insane. It's
they're going to give you a gig of space or something?
Yes, and what is the trade-off for this gig of space? Your soul. Yes.
Really? I didn't look at... What do you have to give them for it?
Well... on the most part, it's cool, right? It's very cool on the surface. You can it's supposedly arranged very cool, very nicely, and you can search through it. And it's threaded differently than normal mail, and of course you get tons of it. But the catcher that everyone went insane about is that even after you delete your mail, they keep a copy of your mail.
Why?
I don't know why. See, that's the big issue. Why? Why are they keeping your mail? Why do they want to keep your mail?
Like, well, screw that then.
Yeah, what? I wouldn't want somebody having a copy of my mail forever that you can't get rid of for some reason. They're keeping it in a file somewhere. Like, why do you need my mail? So it's not going over too well at the moment. And a lot of people are also very leery about the advertisements that's going down the side of it. Because there's a program that Google has that reads your mail. Like, it's just a computer that reads your mail and gives you ads based on the words that are... just 1 second. It's playing... The email is awesome. Email is a weird thing. There we go. So it targets you specifically for what the content of your email is. So if you're talking to your friend about last night's hockey game, it's going to put hockey ads on the side. Which, in essence, it's pretty much the same as the Google search, right? You type in a word.
Yeah.
And it puts ads on the side.
It's on the side, right?
But people are getting a little freaked out, even though it's just a computer doing it. Like, somebody's not going to sit there and sift through millions of emails going through Google and go, oh, yeah, he's talking about hockey, so I better put up some hockey ads. It's a computer. It's not reading it, right? It doesn't care. There's too many to sift through. But I'm concerned about it storing the email.
Mm-hmm. He's going to read it.
Yeah, eventually, if they're keeping it for one purpose and one purpose only... to access it later. And why are they accessing it later? And who's accessing it? And who are they selling it to? You're not accessing it. You deleted it. You don't want it anymore.
They either want to sell you something or have you put in jail. So
yeah.
So,
there is no good that can come from email being stored. So that's my big rant on that. We're going to skip the next one. It's weak and lame. We're going to go to the CNN one. And I haven't put any outlines here because...
Oh, I just had a Haggard 37 in the IRC tell me.
Yep.
He has War of the World on MP3 on a disc or something like that.
That would be very cool because I have actually never even heard it. I've heard, you know, the clips they play on TV.
Yeah, I've heard parts of it.
But I have never actually sat down and listened to it.
So if you want to send it to the FTP, that would be nice.
Both Smoke and I would be very interested in hearing it, actually.
Indeed.
This next one, this news story, Libya to execute HIV jab medics. There's so many things wrong about this. a Libyan court has sentenced 5 Bulgarian nurses and a Palestinian doctor to death for infecting hundreds of children with the AIDS virus in an attempt to find a cure for the disease.
What
the hell is going on in these people's minds? First of all, there's plenty of AIDS people out there that you can do your experiments on.
Just go to Africa.
Okay? Yeah, you can find a whole bunch of people that would be gladly lay down their life for experiments in order to maybe find a cure for the disease they have.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to start jabbing needles in kids to do that. Bulgaria condemned the unfair and absurd verdicts delivered on Thursday and was calling for a strong reaction from its Western partners. The health workers detained early in 1999 were convicted of infecting 426 Libyan...
Jesus Christ.
Libyan children at a Benghazi hospital with the blood products contaminated with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The court in the town of Benghazi sentenced the 5 female nurses and a male Palestinian doctor to death by firing squad.
Yeah, that's basically murder, so...
pretty much. Yeah, you're condemning them to a slow and awful death by slow degeneration.
Most likely.
So that's all kinds of crazy wrong kind of news story. So make of it what you will. It's just
I thought the reality show where they gave away the baby was bad.
Yeah, Yeah, that was bad, but oh my god, people, nurses and doctors injecting aid, like they're not, doctors aren't supposed to do that. They're supposed to help people, not infect them with deadly diseases.
Not without the permission, anyway.
Yeah. Would you like me to jab you with this? Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. You probably won't get too many, but... this next one. Two new Starbucks. Storm Eureka. Stores met with mixed opinions and indifference from locals. Starbucks Coffee will open two new locations in Eureka, both within a half mile of each other. And a mile from an existing Starbucks already. Starting in June. Just the lines in the story really wanted me to put this into the news. Starbucks is not a chain, is a chain store, not a franchise. While stock options are available to all company employees, stores are not individually owned. The company runs everything from the top down. Sam Grass, store manager at Myrtle Avenue Starbucks, wasn't aware that Starbucks planned opening new stores. I think it's great, Grass says. The more coffee shops, the better. I've never seen a Starbucks hurt a company. You just can't have enough coffee shops.
Well, Sean will like it.
Yeah, Sean will like that.
Starbucks is at 18 feet.
Yeah, you won't have to go too far to get to the next Starbucks. Flyers encourage customers to support local coffee shops, accusing Starbucks of cannibalization, which is a technique where an area is saturated with stores until the coffee competition is so fierce that sales drop in even in individual Starbucks outlets. The cannibalization strategy preys on other Starbucks as well as independently run coffee shops and restaurants. The information said that the sales slow at individual stores, but total sales rise. Total sales at all the chain stores combined rise.
Well, of course it does.
So that is their tactics of Starbucks. They put as many Starbucks as they can, as many high-profile areas as they can, until all the other ones shut down, all the other coffee stores shut down. And then what they do is shut down the other Starbucks.
And the worst part about it is... Starbucks is so good.
Yeah, that's the argument that everyone gives. It is good coffee. And if it was bad coffee, they'd be able to maybe get away with everyone not going there, but it's so hard for people not to go there because it's really good coffee.
It's good.
I don't drink coffee, so I can't attest to that. It smells good when I go in.
It's good stuff.
Let's see. Where's the great quote? Oh, I can't find it. Oh, read down the page. There's another really good quote, but I can't find it right now. This next story is, as soon as I paste it, excuse me for my unpreparedness, Coca-Cola creates custom phone promo. The FCC yesterday approved an entirely new type of cellular device designed exclusively for a Coca-Cola promotion to take place this summer. The device, which is shaped like a soda can, includes specialized GSM cellular phone and GPS location tracking device. According to a reliable source at Coca-Cola, winners in the giveaway will find the device in a 12-pack of Coca-Cola cans. One in three buttons connects the winner to a company representative who explain that the person has won a Chevrolet blah blah blah. Pressing a different button activates the GPS beacon, which sends the winner's location to the company, which will then deliver the prize to the winner's location. Australian marketing company Momentum Worldwide developed the device for Coca-Cola. So it's not just the government. It's the corporations that are tracking your every move now with Coke! Coke cans!
What is GSM? Because I saw a commercial for that today.
That's a different type of cellular technology. It's very popular. It took hold in Europe first. Like, we were on a different plan here, and then it really took off in Europe, and they're slowly introducing it over here in North America. So it's more standardization here, standardized now more than before.
Well, that really cleared it up. Thank you.
No problem. Anyway, it's a type of cellular technology. Read about it. I don't know much about it.
I don't care that much.
Okay.
That's all right.
Grandma sued for illegal song downloading. More grandmas being sued. I love that.
Grandma.
Poor grandma. A Fayetteville grandma is facing off with the recording industry. The RIAA said she illegally downloaded and shared copyrighted songs. About a month ago, Barbara Johnson tried to log on to AOL, and she found she was cut off. She called the company. They told me they did it because of the downloading and sharing files with everyone. Then she received a letter from AOL. It said the Recording Industry of Association of America plans to subpoena her account. Johnson said it was her grandson, Darren, who downloaded music using a popular file sharing program. When she found out it was illegal, she spoke to him about it. My grandma told me to stop, so I stopped. I stopped downloading, but I didn't delete my programs. An RIA phone call last week informed Johnson that Darren downloaded 520 songs. Those 520 songs will cost you $750. And I said, what? Johnson said. That's $750 for each song. But the association says it will extort you for $3,500. I added that. But it says $3,500. We'll let you get by if you just give us some money. I said, you know what? You won't get it because I don't have it, Johnson said. Johnson said it's not fair to hold her financially responsible for what her grandson did. She doesn't let him use the computer without supervision now, and she's hoping the RIAA leaves her alone. There are a lot of kids out there downloading music. Grown-ups, too, Johnson said. Some grown-ups even download movies, so why do they come after me? The RIAA has sued more than 2,000 people for illegal internet music sharing. More than 400 have opted to settle their lawsuits.
They never caught me.
No, they haven't caught me either, but I'm in a different country.
Which
pains
me, to say the truth.
Yeah, well, I don't share it, actually. I just download it.
Not anymore. Yeah, I know.
But the thing about sharing isn't the scary part of this. It's the RIAA phoning her.
That's a little freaky.
Like, how did they get her phone number?
I just told them. Yeah. Me being me, I would tell them to fuck off and hang up on
them. Exactly. It's like, who are you? How did you get my phone number? This seems like a bit of an invasion of privacy here. You're monitoring my computer activities and then you phone me. You are a company not associated with me. I don't pay you any money. Yeah, that's a little scary that somehow that this company can just send a letter to your ISP and they'll bend over backwards or forwards and give the RIA your phone number without a second's notice. Just, yep, there you go.
I would sue their asses off.
Yeah, damn right. If you're in Florida, look for cameras on every corner because they're coming. Florida town to use blanket of surveillance cameras. One of the nation's wealthiest towns will soon have cameras and computers running background checks on every car and every driver that passes through this town. Police Chief Clay Walker said cameras will take infrared photos, recording a car's tag number, then software will automatically run the numbers through law enforcement databases. Guilty until proven innocent. A 911 dispatcher is alerted if the car is stolen or if the subject is of a be on the lookout or black warning. Next to the tag number, police will have a picture of the driver. So, yeah. If you're lighter than this shade, please pass through. Taken with another set of cameras, upgraded versions of the standard surveillance cameras already in place. If there is a robbery, police will be able to comb records to determine who drove through the town on a given afternoon or evening. Courts have ruled that in a public area, you have no expectation of privacy, said Walker, one of the 11 sworn officers who protects Manalapan's 321 residents.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Why do they need cameras in a place that's full of rich old white people?
Because they're scared. They're scared of their money and their cars and their VCRs.
And the Cubans and the black people are scared of them, too.
Yeah, I'd be scared of them. They're old and scary. Still, Walker says Manalapan's data will be destroyed every 3 months. Unless something screws up and it gets stored forever, you know.
Yeah, in somebody's like basement or a storage facility.
That's
somewhere.
Right. Destroyed from the main computer and backed up downstairs. The offsite backups stored forever in case you just kind of do something wrong in the future and we have records of you doing everything ever in this town. Manalapan's town council authorized the $60,000 in security upgrades last week after three burglaries this winter robbed residents of $400,000 in jewelry. That's a hell of a lot of jewelry. The town averages two or three burglaries per year, and residents demand swift response. Town manager Gregory Dunham says,
yeah,
there's like apartment complexes with more people in it. The 2000 census listed Manalapan about 15 miles south of West Palm Beach among the nation's richest cities, with two out of every three homes worth more than $500,000. That's a pretty rich area.
Oh, yeah, they really need to put a whole lot of cameras in that place.
Yep, so
80-year-old people that never leave their house.
They really don't care because they don't do anything.
Other than go out for dinner at like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you know? Off to church and then off to dinner, and that's about it.
Is your email open? I just forwarded you some new fan mail.
I will get my
that
email.
I just got.
That you just got. Yeah, Smokehouse's email address is smokehouse@rantradio.com. And there it is. Hey, you want me to read this out?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Smokehouse, I want to wholeheartedly thank you for all the work you put into Rant Radio. Rant Radio is one of the few non-commercial music sources I've been able to find, and by far the highest quality one. Well, quality is number one with us. With your effort, you've saved me from having to listen to too much pointless, idiotic shit when I want to listen to some music I don't already have, or just tune in for some quality talk radio. Rant TV never held my interest as, well, never did normal TV, thank you again. And now, on to the irritating shit. I was recently talking to a friend and introduced to Rant Radio about a year and a half ago, and something bad happened. You guessed it, he went into Rant Radio IRC. Yeah, don't do that. It's evil. It's a hellhole. It's a pit you can't escape from. It seems he had just starting to listen to Season 3 of Tales from the Afternet. I was looking to discuss it with other Sean K fans. Yeah, he got the stupid car wreck story, as well as a bunch of dicking around bush shit, and now he doesn't link to Rant Radio anymore from his site. When I talked to him about the issue, he told me he listened to Sean talk about all the WOGs all the time, gone back and listened to the archives two or three times, and these are the infamous WOGs? But then I asked myself, are these the infamous WOGs? So let me ask you, is Rant Radio a fair cross-section of the WOG kind? Well, Mel. No, they're not. They're evil. They're an evil horde of evildoers that would do get nothing but more enjoyment out of annoying you by going into Rant Radio, the channel there. I would say 95% of them that are active in there are completely 100% evil. But sometimes, on the off chance, you will get some intelligent conversation. And Smokey's gone. Yeah, Smokey's gone because he's really quiet. And I was like, hello? Hello? Oh, he's not even my list. What the hell? What the... And now it's shut down. Okay, let's get that going again. Load up Skype. Da, 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 da. There he is. And let's call Smokey. That was odd. But it happens from time to time, you know.
Sure. I get fan mail and it hangs up on.
That's the way it has to happen, doesn't it?
Son of a bitch.
So the big last question was, is Rant Radio IRC channel a cross-section of the fans of Sean Kennedy?
No.
No, I would wholeheartedly say no. A lot of them actually don't listen to the station.
A lot of them actually can't stand him.
Yeah, so if you go in there and start blathering about Sean Kennedy, you're almost going to get shot down, actually.
You might get railed.
Might get raped in the ass. So just be warned, it's just kind of a place to hang out and just talk with people. Not necessarily about Rant Radio or about Sean, but there are some people that will talk to you about that. If you really want
to... Go into the forum for that.
The forums are a much better place to talk because, well, I kind of regulate them a bit more and kick ass.
The IRC is just a bunch of cock talk.
Yeah. It's wall-to-wall blowjobs and a whole bunch of crap. So whatever you want to, if you want to take it for what it is, and it's nothing. It's just a good place to kind of hang out for a while and talk with people. And they'll be brutal to you. I will guarantee that.
Oh, no, I've been in a car accident.
Oh, did you? Did you get in a car accident? Yeah, I was in a car accident too tonight. It's really fun.
Yeah. Just within the last like minute and a half.
Wow. It must have been when you're off the air for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. I ran out in front of somebody, ran out in front of a car.
Wow, that must have been brutal. Glad you can make it back. That's good.
For me, in 30 seconds, I'm winded, dude. I'm going to bed right now.
You're done, eh? Well, we are done, actually.
Phone calls?
No, I'm tired. Unless there's somebody special.
Oh, I made Mr. Echo mad because I called the IRC down. That's like calling down his child. Or his mom on Mother's Day.
Oh, no. Don't worry. It's nothing against... We didn't even say your name, Mr. Echo.
He's like, well, fuck you too, Smokey.
That's so funny. We're not specifically talking about you, Echo. It's the bad people.
It's the bad people.
And you know who they are. Everyone in the IRC knows who the bad people are.
And we should all wish Happy Mother's Day to Sean because we all know he's a real big mother.
He's the big mother. He's the original mother. That's what he was called in the Army.
Big mother.
So all the mothers out there, happy Hallmark holiday. okay. I'm done. Yeah. I'm wiped. I'm wiped. We gave him an hour show. Yeah. It worked out to be an hour. I'm wiped. You're wiped. Everyone else in the IRC is wiped.
You watch Highlander or something.
Yeah. I don't even know how many people are listening. I doubt anyone is. Oh, there's a couple of people listening. And if you're not listening now, I can catch in the archives because, well... Or catch it on, what is it, Tuesdays? Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesdays at noon.
Yeah, and after now, it's just not going to play. I'm going to put on a hiatus. I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Oh, I forgot. DJ Pulse will be back this Friday.
Really? Excellent.
Bought 800 bucks worth of new equipment.
Whoa.
And he's like dead serious.
He's really serious now, eh?
Oh, it's like disgusting.
He had some good stuff before, so I'm going to be...
He's got, like, limiters and compressors and all kinds of crap.
Oh, nice.
I should actually send you a list of all the stuff he bought. It's just gross.
Nice. Yeah, I just have to regulate my voice. I have no limiters. Well, I do have one, but it's too much of a pain to fuck around with, so I don't bother. yeah, I'm done. Nice long pauses mean the show is over.
Yeah, we're bored.
Oh, not bored. I'm wiped. I was up till 3, and I got to work in the morning, and I've been running around nonstop. I haven't been able to sit down and relax all weekend.
Somebody wants to know if we repost the links for
no.
the broadcast. No, we don't.
No, I even gave up on that in the forums. I just don't care. If you want to, just ask if in the IRC if people log them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of difficult if you're listening to. You don't have the links. Maybe I'll post. Go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, it's like, here, click on this link you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Click on this link. It's about this. Or you could always Google the news story and it'll find it. Maybe I'll just go through the last, like, 5 or 6 shows and do them one big batch in the forums. Because I guess people do like to have those.
And maybe you won't.
And maybe I won't, because I've got a billion other things that are way more important to do.
Yeah.
That people appreciate way more.
And I'd like, I really appreciate, again, everybody doing the flyers for me.
We got a whole bunch to choose from, and it's going to be hard narrowing them down to 0, but the 0 that we got were really impressive.
Mr. Ecker said he was just kidding.
Okay.
You're just kidding.
Okay, that's good, because there's nothing
to
be mad about. So.
Yeah. It's just a chat room, man.
Yeah, don't worry. It's just a chat room. So, here, I'm going to give voice to Shrine Master for the last 2 seconds of the show. So, we're done for another glorious week of Rant Speak. And tune in next week's where you won't hear Smokey. And you will hear me all by myself, most likely.
Yeah, have fun. I'll be getting drunk.
So Smokey will be having definitely more fun than I will.
I have to go a long way, though.
Long way to get drunk?
Well, I have to go to Missouri, where I lived a few months ago.
Oh, wow. How long is the drive for that?
About 300 miles.
Oh, That's a bit of a jog.
It's about 5 hours.
That's way too long to get drunk. Way too far.
Well, you know, it's family, so.
Oh, okay. You're obliged. You're obliged. Okay, it's a wedding. Yeah.
It's a wedding. You know, the thing all the hippies at Art Politic hate. They're evil.
Maybe I'll just like rotate through the people in the IRC next week and just have the co-host of the next 10 minutes.
Boy, you really want to lose your job, don't you?
And then I won't post it, and you'll never be able to hear it.
You wouldn't believe the stuff I find out that I never hear.
Yeah, somebody will record it and send it to you. Everything. Yeah, you have a spy? You have a mole?
No, it just works out that way.
Yeah, if something bad happens, they'll email you immediately?
Always gets back to me.
Oh, no. So yeah, I won't be able to get away with anything then.
So even if I don't hear your show, whoever may be saying something, it always gets back to me.
Okay, I won't be able to.
So watch yourself.
I'll be good then.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it. So say goodnight, Smokey, and I'll say goodnight, and then we'll play the outro, which is the intro.
Good night. I'm going to bed.
And good night from me until next week.
Bye.
I get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.